Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Washington Avenue Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord. The Lord is so worthy to be praised. Today, we celebrate Black History, February Black History Month. We have songs that show, that remind us of that past Black history that we must cherish, and must cherish God for giving us that grace and mercy. We'll start out with scripture and prayer. Our scripture is 1 Corinthians, 14th chapter, 1st through 9th verse. And it reads, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks edification and exhorting of comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more than you prophesied, for he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with the tongues, unless he interprets that the church may receive edification. But now, dear brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophecy, or by teaching? Even things without light, whether flute or harp, when they make sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, who will be known that is pipped or played? For if the trumpet makes a certain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise, you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, who will be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. May God bless the readers, hearers of the word. Prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being bestowed upon us. We thank you for waking us, God, showing us the right way, the will to have you, the things you want us to do. God, we ask you forgiveness, but we all have come short of the King of your glory. We ask you to help those in need, soldiers abroad, and all that are in need of help. Just to remind them that we look up to you and things will be all right. just having faith. These things we ask in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Our Black History. We'll pause for a moment and be right back. We're back. We'll first start out with Black history. History of the AME history, the African Methodist Church. Our history. With leadership from Richard Allen. The AME Church was instituted in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1787. Allen was accepted as a preacher, but he was limited to Black congregations. At St. George's MEC Church, Blacks received church restrictions. They had to sit in different church sessions during service when more Blacks attended and they were pulled up from their knees while praying. Later, the Black members left the church and made an African congregation. Richard Allen and others created the Bethel African Episcopal Church in 1793. In 1807 and 1815, Allen was successful when he sued in the Pennsylvania courts because other Black Methodists in the Middle Atlantic communities received racism and other church problems. In Philadelphia in 1916, Richard Allen met other churches and renamed the denomination the African Methodist Episcopal Church. They started having five churches. Currently, the AME Church has 20 districts in 39 countries, which are located in five continents. And well-known Martin Luther King and his best known speech, I Have a Dream. We'll have the listen to the last part of that speech.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. That one day on the red hills of the cross,
Famous scripture, I mean, speech, motivating one that's just worldwide known. I mean, and it gives out encouragement to Black people. And there were others that were non-Black that were had. Still, that had problems related with them, so we're not Black and other. That is the great speech. And we will have now a song from Andre Crouch. Because we know that soon and very soon, we will see the king.
Oh.
that faith, and you just need to remember that very soon, we keep that faith, God will be with us. He was with us back then, and he's still with us right now. Next song we will have is Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Yes, the song of poverty, the violence that speaks of song that shows how the past, how it was in the past, and if you didn't know how it was back then, learn, have it be learned. For that, for you to have the knowledge that what you had of the freedom, how things are now, how it was in the past, you are blessed, and we are blessed by God. Next, we will have my B.B. Wines, where he sings Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Negro National Anthem. Until victory is won. you will win with God. You get to just believe things and let him kill him and let it go. He will take care of it. You just believe him. That's just something.
Amen.
And just like I just said, without God, our path, just like Marvin Sapp says, we never would have made it.
I'm
much better when I look back over what he brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have.
Right now, God's grace, we would not be here endorsing him now. That's why we are, because he has brought grace and mercy for us. Dead and past and currently, and we bless him. We praise him for those blessings. And we have our scriptures for tonight is related with courage. Deuteronomy 31st chapter 6 to 8 verse. Be strong and encouraged. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and encouraged, for you must go with the people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them. And you will divide among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. John 14, chapter 27, verse. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Joshua, first chapter 9-11 verse. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provision ready. 3 days from now, you will cross Jordan here to go and take possession of the land the Lord your God has given you for your own. May God bless the reads, hears of his word. Next, we will have Whitney Houston with I Look to You.
I look to you.
just like it was in our history, past history. We must look up to God for our blessing. So we must go through hard time tribulations. But when doing that, when we learn all we can do, we just, after that, just stand.
Survive, never survive.
Just Dance. As we end our Black History Show, where we look back of how things were, how we've gone through some the people Black that had the courage to do all things, do things for us, for our future, for them. Past and current. But we must always remember also is look up to God for His mercy, His grace and mercy that brought us through. May God bless and hear you and see you soon. Because of His grace and mercy.
I'm living this morning.